opportunity. I always love coming out here and being here with you here at Union Vista. Kind of feel though, kind of like the pastor that was at the pastor of a little small town and late girl called up and said, Pastor needs you to come pray for my mama. He goes, oh, okay, I'll come pray for your mama. He starts to go over there and says, kind of weird. Family's a Methodist pastor. Methodist family, they asked the Baptist preacher to come pray for him. Well, what that's about? What's his face? He's probably out of town or something. So he goes in, he sees the family, prays with them and all. Y'all heard this? Y'all hear this? He says, I'll go pray. So he goes in, he visits with them a little bit, prays for his mother. And he's walking out, and he says to the daughter who called, said, well, thank you for calling me over and having me pray. I was glad to do that with Brother What's-His-Face being out of town. He says, oh, well, Brother What's-His-Face is out of town. He said, is he sick? No, he's not sick. Is he busy with somebody at the hospital? No. See, Mama's contagious. And we didn't want him to get sick, so we called you. And I kind of feel like that again today. Well, I want to talk to you about something today that is very rare. It's becoming more rare all the time. Before I talk to you about that, let me just tell you what's going to happen next Sunday. If you're available, if you can join us, I want you to come and join us. There are churches and Christians throughout Central Florida, all up and down the I-4 corridor, that will be meeting in their local parks on Sunday between 3 and 4 o'clock to pray. There's not going to be any guest speakers. There's not going to be any sound system. There's not going to be any band. There's not going to be any quartets or anything like that. There's not going to be any political campaigning. And all God's people said,
amen.
We are going to meet to pray. And the reason why we're starting at 3 o'clock is this. Because Baptists show up late. But what we're hoping is this. That everyone is there in the park praying at 3:16. Y'all ever heard of that one? Y'all ever heard of John 3:16? Well, we're going to be meeting there at 3:16 p.m. to pray. So get there. Now, what do I do? Go. It's the local park. Whatever the local park is in your town, that's where you want to go. Here and be down the park downtown. Y'all know where that is? Yeah. Y'all show up down there and just pray. Well, what do we do? Well, you can walk around the park. You can prayer walk the park. Or you can bring your lawn chair and sit down in a lawn chair and pray. Or you can bring a blanket and sit out a blanket and lay down and pray if you want to. Or you want to meet with a group of people. You might say, hey, our Sunday school class. Let's meet with our Sunday school class. Our Sunday school class pray. Or maybe the choir can meet together and pray. Or whatever. Or just, we're going to meet. Or you could just kind of walk around and find people and ask them if you can pray with them. But we're just going to have a day where we're going to pray. We're going to pray for our families. We're going to pray for our nation. We're going to pray for our president. We're going to pray for the new president, whoever that's going to be. We're going to pray for our country. We're going to pray for a spiritual awakening in our land. We just need to pray. And so I want to encourage you to come and join us. Now I know there's some churches here in Auburnell that's going to be over to pray. There's churches in Winter Haven. We meet at the Winter Haven Park to pray. There's churches in Lake Wells. We meet at the Lake Wells Park. There's going to be people that meet at Lake Eva to pray in Haines City. So wherever that is, you say, well, I live over in Davenport. Well, if you want to come here, great. If you don't, you want to go to Haines City and pray, that's fine. Just wherever you can go. I'm going to go to the local City Park, and pray. So I want to encourage you to do that. See what God. We're going to go and pray. See if God shows up. I bet he does. Well, so today I want to talk to you about what, who, how, when, and why of encouragement. It's something that's rare anymore today. It's becoming more rare all the time. But we need to learn how and why to encourage. The word encourage is an interesting word. It literally means to put heart into someone. In, which means in. Courage, which actually comes from the Latin word for heart. So to encourage someone means to put heart into someone. Now, the word discourage, what do you think that means? To take heart out of someone, right? Yeah. You're going to put heart into someone or you're going to take heart out of someone. The Greek word is the word parakletos. The word parakletos, that comes from, we get the word paraclete or advocate out of that term. And it's a word we're going to look at in a little while. Sometimes it's interpreted exhort or comfort. But mainly it's the word encourage. And that means to put heart into someone. Think about this. Think about a coach before the game. And actually, it started off, the word actually has military meaning. It was a commander who would go around to his troops, and each one of them, and he would go around and talk to them and speak to them by name and call them out by name and say, "We need you. This is important. You're vital part of this fight. You can do this. Keep your head low. Keep strong." And he would go around to each one and he would encourage them and try to put heart into his troops. It's kind of like a coach before a football game goes around to his team and say, "Men, we can do this. They may be bigger than we are, but they're faster too." But we've got something they don't have. We've got the heart of a champion. We've got team. Let's play for one another and let's get out here and let's secure this victory. Anybody ready to go play? Let's go. Let's go get them. But here's the thing. Putting heart in. We don't need to be those people that take heart out of. We need to be the person that puts heart into. Now, here's something that's very interesting is this. It's hard to be neutral. It's hard to be neutral. You're either going to intentionally put heart into someone and encourage, or you're going to discourage. And sometimes by default, we become discouragers because we fail to encourage. Does that make sense? Let me say that again because it's so brilliant. Sometimes by default, we become discouragers because we fail to take the initiative to encourage others. We must take the initiative to encourage others. Now, this is very biblical. It's found in Hebrews chapter 3. And it's found in verse 13. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Y'all want me to read it to you?
Yes.
Y'all say, anybody want that, me to read it to you? Say, hey.
Hey.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read it to you now, all right? Here's what it says. It says, exhort. Same word, paraclete, meaning comfort or encourage. Encourage one another daily. While it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Encourage one another daily. Encourage one another day after day. Put heart into one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So what does that mean? Well, first of all, let's talk about who. Who is the encourager? What is the basis of our encouragement? Or better yet, what is the heart of an encourager? If you're going to be an encourager, you've got to have an encourager's heart. Now, here's what that means. First thing, if you're going to be an encourager, you have to be full of faith. You have to be full of faith. That is not confident in yourself. That is confident in Christ. You must be confident in who Jesus is. You must be confident of what He can do. Second thing, you must be confident in what God can do in my life and what God can do in your life. You've got to have confidence in Christ and confident in what He can do in a life. To be an encourager, you must be full of faith. Now let me ask you something. Do you really believe that Jesus is all that great? Oh, absolutely. Think about what He did in dying for our sins. Think about what He did when He left all of the glory of heaven to come to this dirty place called earth and to come with around us as people types who have our flaws, and He's not used to that. But oh boy, did He love us in all of our faults and all of our flaws. He loved us so much that He died on the cross for our faults and our flaws and our sins. And then He rose from the dead, showing us that He has power over our faults and our flaws and our sins. And His resurrection from the dead is something that He gives to each one of His followers. The same resurrection power, not only to have eternal life, but to live above our faults and our flaws and our sins. He's amazing. And He can do it all. There's nothing that God cannot do. I'm confident in Jesus, are you?
Yes.
And I'm confident in what He can do in others. And in order for us to be encouragers, we've got to be people that are full of faith. That we know that we can trust in God and we can trust in Jesus no matter what. It's never too dark for Jesus. Hello?
Amen.
It's never too dark for Jesus. No matter what you're going through, it's never too dark. We've got to be people that are full of faith. So, what's the heart of an encourager? First of all, if you're going to be an encourager, you've got to be full of faith. Secondly, you've got to be willing to encourage. You've got to be willing. You've got to be able to rise above yourself and honor and put heart into someone else. You've got to rise above yourself. Well, I just don't feel like I'm worthy to be an encourager. Listen, you're not worthy to be an encourager, but Jesus in you is.
Amen.
So rise above yourself. Well, I'm so depressed as I am. Well, get over yourself. Rise above yourself so that you can encourage someone else. And guess what? It might even help your depression. Amen. Well,
make sure that's not me. Everybody pull your clickers out and see. That's you. Okay, it's not me. So, all right. All right, what was I talking about? You got to rise above it. Yeah, you got to rise above it. You got to rise above who you are. So that you've got to be willing to be an encourager. You've got to be willing. You've got to be willing. Listen, you've got to be willing to be an encourager. If you want to be an encourager, you've got to be willing. If you're full of faith and you believe that God can do anything, you've got to be willing to share that with someone else. Yes. You've got to be willing to rise above yourself and put heart into someone else. That's the heart of an encourager. You believe and you rise above yourself and you're willing. Full of faith and willing. So, how do you encourage? How do you encourage? Well, there's a little verse back in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 that I want us to look at. But let me say, there's three things. First of all, if you're going to encourage, you've got to stay positive. You've got to stay positive. Christians should be the most positive people on the planet. Is this on? Y'all hear me? Christians should be the most positive people on the planet.
Yes.
Why? Because our sins are forgiven. Because we're going to heaven someday. The rest of this stuff, well, you understand, I've got bills and I've got this and I've got that. Hey, listen. I just got back from the surgeon's office on Friday and realized I have to have surgery on my neck. So what? This world isn't my home anyway. I'm just renting this body. Because someday, we can be the most positive people, and we need to be, and we should be, that the most positive people alive, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is.
Amen.
Come up here real close. Come up here real close. Isn't this election cycle kind of scary? That's the point. Because on November the 9th, the day after the election, if we have a clear winner,
amen.
Which, does anyone win with this? Well, anyway, listen to me. On November 9th, Jesus will still be on his throne. Ain't nobody voting Jesus off the throne. He's still going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This country, I pray it doesn't, but it may go to pot. By the way, vote no on Amendment 2. That's another sermon altogether. Get my emails. Go to Ridge Baptist Associate. Go to Ridge Baptist Facebook and read what I'm writing about that. But I digress. Jesus is still going to be on the throne no matter what happens. And listen, our country's not going to last forever. I hate to say that, but it's not. Countries come, countries go. But Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, always has been, always will be. Amen. We serve a risen Savior.
Amen.
Who's in the world today. Y'all ever heard that song? Y'all ever sang that song? That'd be a good one to sing tonight, wouldn't it? He lives!
Yes.
What are they going to do to us? Hello?
What are they going to do to us? Because Jesus, listen. So, in order to be an encourager, you've got to be full of faith. You've got to be willing to encourage. Now, how do we encourage? First of all, we stay positive. Jesus is the answer to everything. We've got to just be positive. But it also says this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him to all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love. So, in order to encourage, we've got to first of all stay positive. But secondly, we've got to speak the truth. Being positive doesn't mean that you lie. Hello? Because you know, a positive lie is still a lie. So we've got to speak the truth. Speak the truth. The art is to speak a negative truth with hope and optimism. Speaking a negative truth with hope and optimism. That means this. This what was done was wrong, but let's look to God and find a way out. Amen. This was wrong. We can't go back and undo it. But we can find a way from here to go in a positive direction with God's help. Let's find that and let's do that. You got to speak the truth. But there's always hope in that. There's always something. So speak the truth in love. Be positive. Speak the truth. Do it in love. Anytime you love, then you raise the hopes and faith of those around you.
Yes.
When you love people, you want to raise their hopes. When you love people, you want to raise them up. You want to help them. You want to support them. So, telling the truth in love, speaking the truth in love, being positive about that, having the heart of an encourager, it's something we can do. We can encourage those that are around us. Now, when to encourage? We talk about what we do, encourage, what is that? Just pardoning someone. Talk about the heart of the encourager. He must be full of faith. He or she must be full of faith. He or she must be willing to encourage. We stay positive. We speak the truth. We do it with love. But when? When do you encourage? Well, the Bible says here, we encourage daily. Some translations say day after day, as long as it is still called today. You know what that means? Tomorrow, I ain't encouraging anybody. Tired of going around encouraging people. I'll tell you what. And if tomorrow, I'm not encouraging anybody. I'm fed up with it. All I've been doing has been all this positive stuff and putting heart into people and trying to be positive. And tomorrow, I'm done. Tomorrow, no more encouragement. Tomorrow, done. Encourage one another day after day as long as it's still called the day. So when tomorrow gets here, I'll be calling it today. So that means that I'm supposed to encourage. So I guess tomorrow, I can't wait until tomorrow comes because I don't have to encourage it. But tomorrow comes, it's today, so I'm going to just keep on encouraging.
Amen.
Encourage, when do you do it? You do it daily. Day after day, as long as it's still called today. You know, we fight negative attitudes all the time. And the only way to fight those negative attitudes is with the hope
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So let's do that daily. Now, why do we encourage? Passage tells us about why we encourage. Encourage one another. Put heart into one another. Day after day. As long as it's still called a day. Why? Lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Sin says two things. First of all, sin is deceitful. You know why sin is deceitful? Sin promises something that it can never deliver. It promises hope. It promises happiness. It promises enjoyment. It promises fulfillment. And all it ever brings is heartache. But it does bring something else too. It brings hardness. Sin causes people to become jaded, to become hard, to become cynical. We live in a sinful world, and that's why people are so hard and cynical these days.
Amen.
That's why we've got to encourage one another. We encourage one another day after day because sin is so prevalent day after day. We encourage one another day after day because sin is so deceitful day after day. We encourage one another day after day because people become hardened in their hearts day after day after day.
Yes.
So we encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called day, lest anyone be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Encouragement speaks life and hope where sin seeks to destroy and harden. Encouragement can soften a heart that Satan through sin has tried to harden. So we need to encourage one another. Now, let me ask you a question. So, what are we doing? We're encouraging, putting heart into people. What is the basis of it? It's because we are people of faith who believe in God, who believe that God can do anything, and we're people that are willing to encourage. What do? We stay positive, and we speak the truth. We speak it in love. When do we do it? We do it day after day, as long as it's still called the day. Why do we do it? So that no one gets hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
Yes.
Now, my question to you is this. Are you an encourager or are you a discourager? That's a question you need to ask yourself. This is why we came. This is the money question. This is why you're here today. This is the question of the morning. Is this. Lord, am I an encourager or a discourager? What is he going to say to you? Do you give out positive words of hope with love in your heart? Or do you give out negative words that brings others down and you take the heart out of them? Well, I tell you what, I brought him down a peg or two. Well, what good did that do you? What good did that do him, and what good did that do you? How about raising each other up with encouragement?
Yes.
So you have to ask yourself. You have to ask the Lord. Lord, am I an encourager or a discourager? Second question you need to ask is this. Lord, what do I need to change so that I can become the encourager you want me to be? How do I need to change so that I can be the encourager that people around me in my world need me to be? Now, are you willing to ask those questions of the Lord? to come to faith in Jesus. Maybe today when you ask God, Lord, am I an encourager or a discourager? Maybe He's saying to you today, you're not an encourager because you don't know me. If that's the case, come to Jesus today.
Yes.
Receive Him as your Savior.
Yes.
I couldn't encourage you to do anything better than that today. Come to Jesus. Start living with an attitude that says Jesus is the answer. Can we do that?
Amen.
Start living with that attitude that no matter what, in your life or in anybody's life, that Jesus is the answer. And surrender yourself today to become the willing encourager that God wants you to be and that we need. I need an encourager in my life. Don't you need an encourager in your life too?
Yes.
Amen.
Don't you need someone that's going to encourage you? Yes. Well, guess what? Guys sitting around you, guys in your life, they need someone too. You be that someone. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word that says, Lord, that says, encourage one another. So, Lord, teach us what we need to do individually. Teach us what we need to do as a church to be the encourager that you've called us to be. And Father, I pray for anyone that's in here in this room that does not know Jesus as their Savior, that today, right now, they would turn from their sin and come to Jesus. Let Him forgive them of their sins and commit their lives to following Him. Lord, work in this invitation time and speak to us individually. As a group, speak to us however you need to speak to us today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Charles is going to come lead us in a song.